Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, March 28th.
Two bodies have been recovered from a submerged pickup truck that fell into the Patapsco River after the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Maryland State Police say they're two construction workers who were fixing potholes on the bridge when a ship crashed into it. Four other men haven't been found yet, and divers have had to pause their search because debris and concrete from the collapse is causing dangerous conditions underwater. The bridge's collapse has indefinitely stopped the flow of ships in and out of Baltimore, and the transportation secretary said rebuilding won't be, quote, quick or easy. Governor Wes Moore says the port is important to the local, national, and global economy.
The port handles more cars and more farm equipment than any other port in the country. Last year alone, the port handled $80 billion of foreign cargo, the largest in the country.
Former President Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia will get back up and running today, with a hearing on whether the case can be thrown out on First Amendment grounds. It comes after a weeks-long pause in proceedings so that the judge could decide if Fulton County DA Fani Willis should be removed from the case over her prior relationship with lead prosecutor Nathan Wade. The judge said Willis could stay, but Wade had to go. And Willis has said she's ready to carry on with the case.
I don't feel like we've been slowed down at all. I do think that there are efforts to slow down this train, but the train is coming.
The judge still hasn't set a date for a trial. Amid a turbulent week for the U.S.-Israel relationship, Benjamin Netanyahu has laid out his plans for an offensive on Rafah in Gaza. The Israeli Prime Minister told a bipartisan U.S. congressional delegation in Jerusalem that his country has no choice but to move into the border city, where more than 1 million Palestinians are taking shelter. The U.S. has been putting pressure on Israel to come up with a plan to protect civilians if forces enter Rafah. CNN's Ben Wiedemann has more on Netanyahu's response to that.
He said that as far as the Palestinians go, this is his words, they can just move out of Rafah, move with their tents. There's all of the Gaza Strip north of Gaza. The people move down, they can move up. Now keep in mind, of course, that many of these people have no homes to go back to. Large areas of northern Gaza have been pulverized, ground into powder.
Meanwhile, a UN human rights official in the Palestinian territories says there are reasonable grounds to believe Israel is committing genocide in Gaza, which Israel says it, quote, utterly rejects. Prosecutors want a former Spanish soccer chief to get 2.5 years in prison for giving an unwanted kiss to a player at the Women's World Cup. That's according to an indictment seen by CNN, where prosecutors formally accuse Luis Rubiales of sexual assault for kissing star forward Jennifer Hermoso without consent. The kiss was shown live on TV screens around the world, and the scandal overshadowed a historic moment for Spain's team, which was celebrating its first ever Women's World Cup win. Rubiales was initially suspended by FIFA, World Soccer's governing body, before he resigned after weeks of refusing to step down. The former Federation president has described the kiss as, quote, mutual, which Hermoso strongly denies, and Rubiales says he faces excessive persecution from authorities. Coming up, new rules on the use of artificial intelligence in airports.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
By the end of the year, travelers should be able to refuse facial recognition scans at airport security screenings without worrying it could delay their travel plans. That's just one of the safeguards the Biden administration has announced as it introduces new rules around how federal agencies use artificial intelligence. They cover agencies involved in healthcare, employment, and housing, and any federal office that uses AI tools will have to publish a complete list of the systems online, as well as why they're necessary. They'll also have to verify the AI doesn't lead to discrimination or put people's rights at risk. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.